Our guest at the cafe this morning is Emily Glass, Vice President with Alliance Bank in Sulphur Springs. Good morning.
Good morning.
Emily's kind of our eyes and ears in Sulphur Springs, former mayor of Sulphur Springs, of course. We've been talking several times about the sort of the back and forth having to do with the Sulphur Springs City Council, and had a lot of folks resign, and then you had six seats up for election in May, and then finally all the filing has taken place, and it's kind of known now who's going to be running. Not that I want to go through it name by name, but that's has settled out.
Yes, it has. Yeah. So the filing period did close, and four out of the six seats are actually unopposed, and two of those are incumbents, and one of those was a newly appointed member of council.
Okay.
That he, of course, was appointed to fill one of those vacant seats.
So there's two basically already on the council that are unopposed.
Mm-hmm. Doug Moore and John Sellers are both unopposed. And there's one other seat that's unopposed as well. And then two seats out of the six are both opposed. And they have one seat, I believe, has four people running and one has two people running.
I saw that. Four candidates for place one and two candidates for place five.
Yes, yes.
Wow. So, but those are the only two contested
Correct.
Races,
yes.
Mm-hmm. May 2nd.
Yeah.
So it's not quite as much of a free-for-all as we thought it might be.
Right, right. So kind of smoothing out a little bit.
Do you have any, and I don't want to put you on the spot, in general, do you have any insight into what this has all been
about? Truly wish that I did. I feel like, you know, that'd be wonderful to know. I don't. I do feel like, you know, that there was just a little unrest and some turmoil and maybe some I think, honestly, it probably comes down to the root of miscommunication.
There was some discussion about the city manager and should he continue in that job.
Right.
And then that was settled. He was given a new contract. And so from that point on, it's
a little more stability.
Been a little bit more quiet. So anyway, that's coming up May 2nd. Now, you tell me that we have some news on the Thermo Mine project.
Yes. So that was an issue that people had come to council about, with expressing concerns about whether or not, you know, the dirt at Thermo Mine was, quote unquote, good dirt, or if it was toxic dirt. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, Mark Maxwell, the city manager, does want to make sure that people's fears are put to rest. And so he had some soil reports and they came back squeaky clean. Mm. The only thing that they even remotely found were natural minerals and metals that you would find and want to find in the soil, that it's indicative of the fact that it is good soil. So since that has actually come back, we've had some big companies reach out to Sulphur Springs. That would be large, extremely large investments, because there are 1,600 acres that can actually be developed into kind of a business area, business park. Mm-hmm. So instead of us having to go out for businesses to bring them to Sulphur Springs, they're now seeking us, which is fantastic.
We're talking with Emily Glass, and Emily's vice president with Alliance Bank in Sulphur Springs. So the Thermo Mine, this has been discussed. One thing that has been discussed is sort of a big recreational area.
Yes, yes.
But you're also saying now that, and it's so large, I suppose, there's a lot
Massive.
Of different
mm-hmm.
purposes it can be used for. Mm-hmm. It might also be used for business development.
Yes, yes. So that's one way that it's able to kind of pay for itself through tax revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to see, you know, industry, we want to see growth in Sulphur Springs. And so this is an avenue, an area that's, of course, undeveloped. There aren't the buildings there, so they're able to really design these buildings to meet their needs, the businesses are. And so I think that this is really unique. It's rare that a city is in this type of position, and it's really special that we get to be in this position. Very accessible, so it's wonderful for businesses.
So we're still looking at something that's fairly long term here.
Still very long term, very long term.
Mm-hmm. Another thing coming up with city council on the March agenda, they are going to approve the issuance of bonds, and I understand these have been approved by the voters. But we've talked about this before, improvements at Pacific Park in Sulphur Springs, and then improvements to the senior citizens building there.
Yes, major just overhaul. So the senior citizens building is actually going to be moved to Oak Avenue. There is a building at that location right now, and they would go in for asbestos removal, tear down the building. They'd actually have to bring in some dirt that we have behind the police station to raise it up 2 or 3 feet and build a new, brand new senior citizens building. So that is absolutely fantastic, very special. And then at Pacific Park, they're really doing the same thing. It's going to be a complete overhaul. I'm really excited. They're having a brand new Gray's building built.
Gray's building.
Gray's building, yes.
And that's at the park?
Yes, yes it is.
What
yes,
is that?
Sir.
Is that a
it's
kind of
like
meeting?
A community center, community center. Is the best way I would describe it. It would have, and this was really designed by the community. So a community center is the best way to describe this. It has, you know, a kitchen inside of it, but the needs of what people wanted to see for this building to make it very functional and usable, those were all brought about at different meetings that people could come and express their ideas, their concerns, what they wish that they currently had, what they would like to see happen in the future. So it's wonderful. And then the park itself is going to receive an overhaul. So while the Graves building is being built, they're going to have construction documents drawn up for the rest of the park. So where the sports complex is going to go, where the restrooms are going to go, those kinds of things. So also in phases, but very, very fast progress going to be made. With
Pacific Park is where in Sulphur Springs?
So Pacific Park is, if you're in Sulphur Springs, it's going to be more on the east side, little east of downtown.
Okay,
yes.
That's what I thought. And then very quickly, Main Street Theater has a big production coming up starting February 28th, Death by Chocolate.
Death by Chocolate. I'm really excited about this, and I think it's really affordable. If you buy your tickets in advance, it's $10, but they have six showings. The Friday and Saturday night showings are going to be at 7 p.m. The Sunday matinees are at 2 p.m. It's just kind of fun. I love that we have this in Sulphur Springs, a small little theater.
Well, if you got to go, Death by Chocolate. That's the way to go.
That's right.
All right. Emily, thanks for having a cup of coffee with
us.
Thank
you.
Emily Glass, Vice President of Alliance Bank at Sulphur Springs. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.